I'm Mike Harding here in the shed with another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Loads of great stuff for you as ever, including an interview with that workaholic band Show of Hands, which I recorded in Portugal when I was over there recently for the Costa del Folk Festival. So, loads of stuff. I'm going to kick off straight away with a song which I'll dedicate to all mandolin players everywhere. Regular listeners to this show will know that I'm a mandolinerist myself, and I play with a band called the William Small, small orchestra. We play for Cayley's and occasional Do's. Hans Thiesink, on his album Home Cooking, Blues Cooking, The Best of Blues, has a wonderful song dedicated to Yank Ratchell, the great black American mandolin blues singer and player. The track is called Mandolin Man.
Down from the South Lake, from bygone years, sweetest music that ever touched my ears. When I heard Sleepy John Anson sing, first time I heard Yank's mandolin. Played with Hammond Nixon and Sleepy John. Kept me glued to the gramophone. Such a funky sound, it was a real thing. And I used to love Yank's mandolin. Rachel, some years ago, someplace up north, we shared a show. I felt so proud to be on a bandstand, play the blues with a mandolin man. Such a gentleman with a big old smile, rocked the joint and the crowd went wild. Play the old time blues from way back when. Yank was known as the mandolin man. April took up and died. Angels lifted him up to the sky. I bet he's playing in the heavenly band. Angels bobbing to the blues of the mandolin man. Yank Rachel's gone to another shore. He'll never play down here no more. Nobody that ever walked the lane played the blues like a mandolin man. Sounds from the Southland, from bygone years, sweetest music that ever touched my ears. When I heard Sleepy John Anson sing, first time I heard Yank's mandolin. Thank you.
one of my great blues heroes there, Hans Thiessink, with Mandolin Man, his tribute to the great Yank Rachel. Well, that's on an album called Home Cooking, Blues Cooking, the Best of Blues. Now, Kate Rusby, the Barnsley Nightingale, has got a new album out, and it is absolutely superb. If you don't know Kate Rusby's stuff, then just check her out through our website, which is www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to Kate's own website there, and you can find out all about that girl who's been one of the movers and shakers of the folk world ever since she was six. She's absolutely brilliant, and like I say, her new album is a total and absolute cracker. From it, this is her version of a traditional song called Benjamin Bowmanere, which was collected from a man in Sedbergh in the Yorkshire Dales, not too many miles from where I'm sitting today. A lot of people think this is a nonsense song, other people think it's a ritual song. Have a listen and make your own minds up. So the proud tailor rode prancing away. From the album Life in a Paper Boat, that was Kate Rusby with the traditional song Benjamin Bowmanere. And like I said, it was collected from an old chap in Sedbergh just up the road in the Yorkshire Dales way, way back. And I think it was collected by Ralph Vaughan Williams. I'll have to double check on that one. Kate's on tour. She's at Belfast tonight, Limerick tomorrow, then goes on to Dublin, has a bit of a break during November, and she's back in Britain on the 3rd of December for Skegness, the Great British Folk Festival, and then she goes all over the place from Sheffield onwards until the 21st of December when she finishes her tour in Nottingham. Details, as ever, on my website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. You'll find a link through to Kate's own website there. Now, time for another track from Seth Lakeman and Wildwood Kin. His new album, Ballads of the Broken Few, is another cracking album from the younger end of the folk revival, the third wave, you might call it, of the folk revival. This song is called Meet Me in the Twilight.
The sun's gone down like a king to rest in the brightest palace halls of the far and golden west. The fading beams seem to smile at you, but the flowers bending and trembling all bedded up. Stars as they first arise, the silence of the eve, the deep and full skies, the two glens lie, and the world is still, the sly moon is creeping, creeping over. As a fond farewell from a thousand steeples ringing to a single chiming. Like a king to rest in the brightest palace halls of the far and golden west.
Well, I think he's a bit of a genius, is our Seth, because just when you think he's pushed the envelope as far as it'll go, he turns up with a group of women singers called Wildwood Kin and makes another album of great, great stuff. And I've got to say that I think his songwriting is just getting better and better. Now, the world's only Celtic all-star Grateful Dead jam band are called Wake the Dead. They've got a new album out, which I'm going to try and get my hands on. But meanwhile, as I'm waiting, I'm going to play you a track which starts off with a traditional Irish tune, The Banks of Loch Gowner, goes on to play another one called The Reunion, and finishes with a song called Friend of the Devil, which is a classic Grateful Dead song, if ever there was one.
Second one is prison, babe. she's up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'm running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep
That. That was a couple of Irish jigs, The Banks of Loch Gowna and The Reunion, and somewhere in the middle of it was a Grateful Dead song, Friend of the Devil. That was Wake the Dead from the album of the same name. And like I say, they've got a new album out, which I will get my grubby little mitts on as soon as I can. Now, a couple of weeks back, I played a track from the Furrow Collective's new album, and the track was called Wild Hog in the Woods. I mentioned that there were versions of it also called Old Bangum, and one by Waters and Carthy called Racabello, which I really, really liked. It's a cracking song about this mythical wild hog in the woods that can't be killed by any steel blade made of man, but a very clever knight indeed kills it with a wooden dagger. Here's Waters and Carthy with Racabello.
Young Racapella to the woods he is gone. Racapella, Racapella, ride it all alone to the
ride. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
Racapella down the wood lake, yesterine. Woman in a tall tree, Racapella seen to the
ride. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
Woman, oh, why do you sit up so high? Nobody living can come, you and I to the
ride. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
There's a wild boar living down in the wood. Cut your throat and he's drinking your blood to the
rye. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
To the north and he blew it to the south to my
right. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
Racapella come to the wild boar's den. There he saw the bones of a thousand men to my
right. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
Struck, he began to run, thrashing down the tall trees as he come along to my
ride. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
For 4 hours on the long summer day, wild boar struck and he would have run away to my
ride. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
Young Racapella drew the weeping knife. Racapella, Racapella took away his life to my
ride. Daddy young, Rudy, I the daddy young, the die. Daddy young, Rudy, I the dandy.
rockabilly riding to his own front door. Up jumped the giant from the wild woods of Tortimer.
Rye, Rye-de-um, Rudy, I'm the daddy, I'm the daddy-um, Rudy, I'm the dandy.
Up jumped the giant, a rockabilly flew. You killed my little pig, it's time for you to
Rye, Rye-de-um, Rudy, I'm the daddy, I'm the daddy-um, Rudy, I'm the dandy.
Into his locks, the giant then he flew. Swore to his soul he would tear him in two. To the
right, Raddy-um, Rudy-eyed, the daddy-um, the daddy-um, Rudy-eyed, the dandy.
Rack-a-bella, rack-a-bella, drew the sword again. Rack-a-bella, rack-a-bell, split his head in twain. To the
right, Raddy-um, Rudy-eyed, the daddy-um, the daddy-um, Rudy-eyed, the dandy.
Rockabello from the album Common Tongue, Waters and Carthy, though, their version of a traditional song which is found not just in the British Isles but also in the Appalachian Mountains. Now, the Yorkshire Dales is full of musical talent, in case you didn't know, including this next band, Willful Missing. They come largely from the Skipton Settle area and write their own material. Their new album, Unsinkable Sailor, has been out for a while now, and I've been meaning to play a track from it for a long time, this one in particular. Rachel Carson was the author of the book Silent Spring, which many, many years back forecast the ecological disaster that was facing us all on this planet if we didn't wake up and do something about it. Willful Missing have written a great song about Rachel Carson, simply called Carson. Listen carefully to the words of this. It's a great song.
Born in spring 1907, underneath the Pittsburgh sky, Carson commandeered life because the books were running dry. She consumed books on the ocean, she absorbed the natural world. On the banks of Allegheny grew a bright star of a girl. Unsinkable sailor at the edge of the sea, we're indebted to this pioneer to calm the industry. With a belly full of Hector Claudy, Eldrin in the veins, corporations seem like gods sometimes, it's us who hold the reins. Parnassus, Pennsylvania, summer 1925, graduating at the top of class, a class of 45. She went to read Johns Hopkins, majored in biology. She began a lonely voyage sailing on the devil's sea. Unsinkable sailor at the edge of the sea, we're indebted to this pioneer to calm the industry. With a belly full of Hector Claudy, Eldrin in the veins, corporations seem like gods sometimes, it's us who hold the reins. Beneath the barren skies, where once birdsong filled the ether, now we're deafened by the lies. Muller advertised the qualities of faithful DDT. Went to war with the mosquito, ignorant of what would be. Unsinkable sailor at the edge of the sea, we're indebted to this pioneer who took on the industry. With a belly full of Hector Claudy, Eldrin in the veins, corporations seem like God sometimes, so to hold the reins.
Willful Missing from their album Unsinkable Sailor, with their tribute to Rachel Carson. the great writer on the environment who forecast, as I said, the fate that waits us all unless we wake up. Now, I started this show with Hans Thiessink's tribute to Yank Rachel, the mandolin man, and I'm going to play a track now from the great man himself, who lived from 1910 to 1997. The great blues mandolin player who cut a lot of fantastic sides, including this one from his album Too Hot for the Devil. This is the Yank Rachel Boogie.
Go for Yank Rachel Boogie. I'm gonna play my boogie everywhere I go. I'm gonna turn the boogie till my tongue is sore. My baby done gone, and she gone away. My woman, she done gone, and she gone away. And I hope to the Lord she come back home one day.
Oh, wonderful stuff. That's the way to play the mandolin blues. Yank Rachel there with Yank Rachel Boogie from his album Too Hot for the Devil. Now, Yontach, or Kiontach, as I was taught to pronounce it, is the Irish for wonderful or strange. And it's also the name of an Irish-British-German trio. Siobhan Kennedy comes from Dundalk, County Louth. She plays flute and sings. Nick Wiseman Ellis comes from Norwich, in the UK. He plays melodeon, and Jens Komnick from Bremerhaven in Germany is, of course, as many of you will know, a fantastic guitar player. Their latest album is called A New Journey, and from it this is Auron na Cuinne, which is basically mouth music, gob music as it's sometimes called, or in Scotland, Port na Buil, I think that's how you pronounce it. And that's followed by a great version of an Irish traditional reel, The Milkmaid.
Boom lagus, boom lagus, boom lagus, boom lagus.
Gram ochri, ma wuchel in canis a gram ochri. Gach las a chachten ne gram ochri. Go john ar vare gram ochri, ma wuchel in jazz. Bul, 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 a wuchel in bul, bul, bul lagus grad. Bul, 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 a wuchalin bul, bul agus bul ytsylad. Bil na stor goch yw a rochna sa casl na mô, sa siola a walion siasr ar stôl. Eg bul yn fangel am stias, nes nid a fwl yn se grad. Bul, bul. Bull, 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 a wuchalin bull, bull, agus bull, it's a lad.
Hey,
Our Anna Cunha and the Milkmaid from Yontak's album, A New Journey. And I really, really do like that band, and I'll play a track or two from them in programmes to come. Now, show of hands, as many of you listening will know, are one of the hardest working bands on the planet. Two West Country boys, Phil Beer and Steve Knightley, embarked on their journey many, many years ago, and they're still at it, touring the country, playing everywhere, from little village halls to the Albert Hall, and writing great songs along the way. As I said at the head of the show, I managed to grab hold of them when I was in Portugal recently at the Costa del Folk Festival, at which they were headlining. In a few minutes' time, you'll be able to hear the interview I recorded with them on a hot, sweaty day when the rest of the festival will be sporting themselves in the swimming pool under the jurisdiction of that wonderful trio, the Young'uns. But first of all, I'm going to play you one of my favourite show of hands tracks ever. It's called Roots, and it was inspired, I think, partly by a government minister under Tony Blair called Kim Howells, who once said that his idea of hell was listening to folk singers in a pub in Somerset. Which is great, coming from the Minister for Culture, isn't it? Well, in the song, you'll hear the words, "I've got a vision of urban sprawl, it's pubs where no one ever sings at all. And everyone stares at a great big screen, overpaid soccer stars, prancing teens, Australian soap, American rap, estuary English and baseball caps." Well in advance of the recent Brexit referendum, this song asks the pertinent question, what are the English? Here's Show of Hands with Roots.
Now it's been 25 years or more, I've roamed this land from shore to shore, from Tyne to Tame, our Severn to Thames, from Moore to Vale, from Peak to Fen. Played in cafes and pubs and bars, I've stood in the street with my old guitar. But I'd be richer than all the rest if I had a pound for each request. But Julian Banjo's American Pie, it's enough to make you cry. Rule Britannia, or Swing Low, are they the only songs the English know? Seed, bud, flower, fruit, they're never gonna grow without their roots. Branch, stem, shoots, they need roots. After the speeches, when the cake's been cut, the disco's over and the bar is shut. At christening, birthday, wedding or wake, what can we sing until the morning breaks? When the Indian, Asian, Afro Celts, it's in their blood below the belt. They're playing and dancing all night long. So what they got right that we've got wrong? In a pub near Wells. Well, I've got a vision of urban sprawl. It's pubs where no one ever sings at all. And everyone stares at a great big screen. Overpaid soccer stars, prancing teens, Australian soap, American rap, estuary English, baseball caps. And we gotta be ashamed before we walk of the way we look and the way we talk. Back. Seed, bud, flower, fruit, never gonna grow without their roots. Branch, stem, shell. We
favourites from the Best of Show of Hands album, Short Stories. It's 12 months since we last sat in, not in this room, but an identical one somewhere down the corridor. A lot been happening in that time, Steve.
Well, we've been busy. We released A Long Way Home, which I think we spoke about the prep about that last year. Very much a return to some of the early influences in the folk club days of East Devon, you know, featuring songs Tony Rose made famous and folk stuff that we'd known from the Penguin Book of English Folk Songs. And perhaps a bit more stripped down. And so we toured that. I carried on doing my village halls, maritime venues.
Well, you also had that big project with Imelda Staunton and Jim, didn't you?
That's right, yeah. Steve got very involved with artists from our area, and this fantastic project of making a tiny little shrouded figure to represent everyone who fell on the first day of the Somme was kind of developing. Steve thought this was an amazing idea and kind of helped the guy by curating it, if that's the right word, and it turned into a massive project. So on the inverted commas celebration time, all these figures were laid out in a fantastic grassy area in a big park in Exeter. I couldn't conceptualise what it was going to be like until I actually saw it, and it's just amazing. And then what we did was we did a complete concert based on a lot of the material from the Centenary album that we'd previously done in Exeter Cathedral, and we were so lucky to have old friends of Steve's, Jim Carter and Imelda Staunton, who A, had done the spoken word on the album and were up for coming down and doing it at the show. So we did Exeter Cathedral with those two and a wonderful local choir as well.
That is quite an achievement. Two albums in 12 months and also a third one on the way, which is due out for the tour, which is just coming up.
Yeah, well, what we managed to do, we captured that night and we've just been listening to the mixes of Live in Exeter Cathedral featuring us, Imelda, Jim, Lost Sound Chorus, Guggle Chris Hoban, who's written stuff already that we've recorded. So, yeah, we'll have something. We didn't imagine we'd have anything for this autumn tour. But I suppose with the Great War having another 2 years to run before it reaches its, you know, 100-year conclusion and centenary, there's always going to be opportunities to bring those songs and those poems out, really. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
Let's talk a little bit about things other than music, because you're heavily involved in sailing, in sailing boats and taking people out into the oceans.
Well, after Tall Ships in 2008, again with Tony Rose's son, Diggory Rose, skipper of the good ship Pegasus, I kind of got the bug again. And ever since then, we've gradually built up a thing of doing usually week-long cruises. And the object is you learn to sail a traditional gaff cutter, biggish boat. And then we have music sessions in the evening, and they can be very varied. You know, it can be exactly what you'd expect, people sitting around swapping songs like a song swap. But I mean, one cruise I did, I had nothing but embryo blues guitarists, so I spent the whole week giving guitar lessons. You know what I mean? It's great fun. I didn't do it this year because I overdid it the previous year. I actually did slightly too many, but we are back to it with vengeance next year, and I'm in negotiation for several interesting boats. It's to sort of watch this space at the moment, but there will be a load of folk boat trips next summer.
Well, let's hear a track from, well, this is one that didn't make the final cut, or a version of a song that made the final cut, which is 'Twas on One April Morning. I've chosen one that you sent me, Steve, which has got a wonderful accompaniment, Morris Dancer's Sticks.
It's got the bells, which are, as you know, but the Morris bells, they're not percussive in the sense that they're always on the rhythm. They're there almost as a texture. But they, when the feet move, they sort of follow the beat. But the sticks are spot on. So we got some samples and we got some stick players. That was the backdrop with some accordion. So I think it's quite a good Morris version of a classic song.
It was all an April
Was on One April Morning, that's the one that didn't make the cut, but you can find a beautiful version of it on the album Long Way Home, which was the last CD. You've got the new CD coming out for the tour. When does the tour start?
So it starts at the end of October, beginning of November. We've tried to condense all of our biggest venues into a solid 6-week block, and in a way we're able to throw quite a lot of production at this show because of our solo activities. We can earn good, you know, we got careers going in a solo sense, so the tour no longer has to finance the whole year, so we can take proper lighting, proper sound monitoring, and hopefully put on a very, very smooth show with a wonderful young songwriter, Megan Henwood, opening
for us.
Oh, I know
that, yes, it's great.
It was remarkable, and so the first time in 5 years we've had a support or a guest.
How many gigs?
Good question, because we're doing some Sundays again now, so some of it is 5-gig runs, so it must be about 25, 26 shows, yeah. We always have trouble in our hometown. It's a major lack of the right venue in our town, because decades of neglect has meant that they won't get round to building or putting up a proper regional hub theatre in Exeter. It's a complete pain in the... So we opt for 3 nights at a friendlier but smaller venue. So we go to Exmouth Pavilion, which is just fab, and we do 3 nights there. It holds about 550 people, and we're able to sell out 3 nights there, and it's fantastic.
And it's 100 yards away from the folk club where we started playing. the old Deer Leap. Yeah. So in a sense, we haven't got anywhere in all these years.
We've gone nowhere.
We've gone nowhere, mate. When love just seems so far away,
keep holding,
the tide will flood your heart someday.
Keep holding, boys,
when you're guiding stars in a cloudy sky.
Keep holding, keep holding,
go find your way to the bright sunrise.
Keep hauling, boys, rouse and raise your voice, hold your course and don't let go, keep hauling, boys.
If you gave your best and your heart stayed true,
keep hauling, keep hauling.
Left to do.
Keep hauling, boys.
If you fought so hard and you lost your hold,
keep hauling, keep hauling.
Remember, faith rewards the bold.
Keep hauling, boys. Keep hauling, ho. Rouse and raise your
whatever your ship and wherever your sea,
keep hauling, keep hauling.
Whatever your storm or your rocks may be,
keep hauling, boys. Keep hauling, ho. Rouse and raise your voice. Hold your course and don't let go. Keep
Song written by Broom Besoms, that other great English folk duo. That was Keep Hauling from Chauvin's last album, The Long Way Home. And of course, as soon as I get a copy of the new album, I'll play you tracks from that too. The band, as Steve said, are on tour. They start in a couple of days' time at Taunton, November the 1st, November the 2nd. They're in Cardiff at St. David's Hall. Then they're all over the place. The 9th of November, they're in London at the Hackney Empire. And they go on to Manchester, Liverpool, Oxford. I've just seen it now on the list. Oxford is December the 1st at the New Theatre. And they finish the tour with three nights, as Phil said, at the Exmouth Pavilion, going back to their roots. And talking about roots, this is just about as rooted as it gets. Mark Tamshiller and Richard Withers, together with Dave Christie and Ellen Gozion, from the album Behind the Door, Old Time Music of Southwestern Pennsylvania, with a tune called The Grey Eagle. And this is the authentic sound of real old-timey music. As the Irish say, this is the pure drop. Just read you a little bit from the sleeve notes to that album. I quote, "Almost all of our tunes and songs are taken from the collections of Samuel Preston Bayard, who travelled throughout the area of South Pennsylvania in the early to mid-20th century, preserving a musical heritage that otherwise might have been lost as its last active participants passed away." In other words, Bayard was the man who collected the authentic versions of South Pennsylvania music, and Mark Tamshiller, Richard Withers, Dave Christie and Ellen Gozion are bringing them back to life. From the album Behind the Door, Old Time Music of Southwestern Pennsylvania, that was the Grey Eagle. Now, Eric Bogle, that great singer-songwriter who wrote The Band Played Waltzing Matilda, Willie McBride, Now I'm Easy, so many great, great songs. Of course, he emigrated from Scotland to Australia, which has been his home for many, many years now, has got a new album out called Voices. I played this next track, which is called When I'm Dead, sitting alone in the studio here a couple of nights back. I laughed and I chuckled and I laughed again. I was sitting here on my own like a madman, grinning and whooping and hollering, because it is a very funny but a very, very astute song.
When I'm dead, I'm going to miss the music of human voices singing sharp or flat, of audiences clapping and a thousand toes a-tapping, shouts of encore or get off you tuneless twat. I'll miss the sounds of guitar sweetly playing behind a stunning voice that's soaring like a lark, feeling my emotions rising, uplifting, energizing as a lyric line cuts deep into my heart. But I must admit that I won't miss Madonna, Rihanna or Shakira or Beyoncé. They all sound much the same, those superstars with just one name. Wish I could pull a chain and flush them all away. Now you can disagree, it really doesn't bother me. Call me a deaf old fart who's not right in the head. Well, after I'm gone, you can play their music all day long. I won't care, 'cause I'll be f***ing dead. When I'm dead, I'm going to miss malt whiskey, the way it tastes and how it feeds my dreams. After a couple of wee drams, I'm a totally different man, more like James Bond and less like Mr. Bean. Most of all, I'll miss my favorite little sausage rolls, those heart attacks in tasty pastry wrapped. And though it's not too slimming, I'll miss roast lamb with all the trimmings and roast potatoes cooked in lots of animal fat. But I must admit that I won't miss zucchinis or lettuce or broad beans or Brussels sprouts. In planning my cuisine, I include nothing limp or green. At my age, limp and green, I can do without. Though sometimes in desperation at my unhealthy meat fixation, the wife makes me a broccoli salad instead. When my time on earth is done, she can serve up broccoli by the ton. I won't care, 'cause I'll be f***ing dead. When I'm dead, I'm going to miss breathing. In fact, that's what I'm going to miss the most. It's something that I've done since I was very, very young. I got quite good at it, though I'm not one to boast. I'll miss the daily regimen of sucking in carcinogens with the smoke from all my daily cigarettes. Smoking makes me feel real tough and all that other macho stuff, so I'll keep sucking fags till I run out of breath. I admit I get pissed off with my hacking smoker's cough and the social stigma my addiction brings. How much it costs me every day to look and smell like an ashtray, money that could be better spent on nicer things. To watch your hard-earned cash disappear in smoke and ash should be enough to make a bloke see red. But when I finally cark it, it could charge $1,000 a packet. I won't care, 'cause I'll be f***ing dead.
Oh dear. Actually, one of the nicest men it's ever been my privilege to work with, but what a songwriter. I love that verse about the broccoli. Great stuff. Eric Bogle there with When I'm Dead from his new album, Voices. Now, Jim Morey's new album, as I said, when I introduced a track from it, is an absolute cracker. He's on at Settle Victoria Hall next Sunday, the 6th of November, and I shall be there with the William Small Orchestra welcoming people into the hall, because we play a few tunes when people come in. So if you're in the North Lancashire, South Cumbria or Yorkshire Dales area, do make your way to Settle on the 6th of November, because it's going to be a cracking little gig at the Vic Hall. From his new album Upsetra, here is the lad himself with his version of the classic traditional song Lord Franklin.
Was homeward bound one night on the deep, swinging in my hammock I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. 100 seamen they sailed away, that frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage around the poles, where we poor sailors do sometimes go.
From the album Upsetra, Jim Murray there, with a wonderful version of the great ballad Lord Franklin. If you've noticed a little huskiness in my voice, it's not that I've got a cold or anything like that, but actually it's 5 o'clock in the morning as I'm recording this, and the reason I'm up so early doing it is that I've got my grandchildren staying for half term, and this is the only quiet time I can find to record the show, hence my deep, husky, sexy voice. Let No Man Steal Your Time is a beautiful, beautiful song, and this is a Nova Scotian version, which comes from Cassie and Maggie MacDonald. Their new album, The Willow Collection, is a beautiful album of songs and music from two people I was not aware of until the album dropped through the P.O. Box door, and I'm going to find out as much about them as I can, because I think they are absolutely terrific.
Thank you. time, let no man steal your time.
Ah, great version there of Let No Man Steal Your Time from Cassie and Maggie MacDonald's album The Willow Collection, and that's another album I'm definitely going to be playing more tracks from in programmes to come. Now, the McAlmonds can do no wrong in my book. They're not on the road anymore, they're not making albums anymore, but when I worked with them in the 70s and the 80s, they were, for my money, one of the funniest and most talented trios on the planet. I loved everything they did. In recent months, Ian McAlmon has been up in his attic and he's shifted the dead pigeons to one side and discovered a box of tapes and cassettes and recordings from way back when, which he has called The Lost Tracks, which I think is a great title for any album. It's a great collection of previously unreleased classic tracks from the lads themselves. From that album, here they are with the lead vocals of the late and much-loved Derek Moffat, who was a dear, dear friend of mine, and it's their version of a song which they sang so many times when we were on tour together, a song about the whaling fleet, and in particular, a ship called the Diamond.
The Diamond is our ship, me lads, from the Davis Strait she's bound, and the key it is our garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide, when the sun it never sets, me lads, nor darkness dims the sky.
And this cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
Along the quays of Peter Heath, the lassie's gone a-roon, we the shores are put about them, and the sortie's running doon. Now don't you weep, my bonny lass, for ye be left behind, for the rose will bloom on Greenland's ice before we change your mind.
And this cheer up, the lass, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship that I'm in goes a-fishing for the whale.
Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise he lies a swan, here's a health to the Battle of the Roman Throat and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers all the white and the chickens all the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll hail sweet hearts anew.
And this cheer up, my lass, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship that I'm in goes a-fishing for the whale.
Oh, it'll be bright beneath the night when the Greenland lads come home, in a ship that's full oil, me boys, and money to our name. We'll mak the cradles for the rock and the blankets for the tear, and every lass in Peterhead sing hush-a-bye, my bairn.
And this cheer up, my lass, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship that I'm in goes a-fishing for the whale. And this cheer up, my lass, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship that I'm in goes a-fishing for the whale.
Well, I wonder how many of you were singing along to that. Great song from the old days, and sung beautifully there by Derek Moffat and the McAlmonds, Hamish Bain and Ian McAlmon. That comes from a new album just out called Lost Tracks, and I think it's available from their website as well as Amazon and any respectable record shop. Now, Fellside Records is one of the great labels of the world. Well, certainly of the folk world. 40 years they've been in business and they've helped so many people up on their careers. They are an institution. There is a 3-CD box set you can get called 40 Years of Fellside. From it, this is Sarah Gray and Ellie Ellis with a beautiful traditional American song, The Lonesome Roving Wolves.
Oh, the Mormons were camped down by the green grove, where the pure waters flow from the mountains above. Our hunters just returned from hunting the bull, and we listen to the howling of those lonesome roving wolves. Our God stars they were stationed at their posts all around. Down by the green grove where the wild bull was found, oh, the wind it blew high and the brush was so cold, and we listened to the howling of those lonesome roving wolves. The sound of the dying, it was heard on the plain, down by the green grove, there forever to remain. Oh, the thoughts in our hearts could never be told, and we listened to the howling of those lonesome roving wolves. The grave of the stranger, it was left on the plain, down by the green grove, there forever to remain, to remember his grave. We left ashes and coal to keep him from the savages and those lonesome roving wolves. Well, early next morning, just before the break of day, the fife and the drum, they did play the reveille. Our mules were brought in, our baggage to pull, and now we'll bid adieu to those lonesome roving wolves. And now we'll bid adieu to those lonesome roving wolves.
Wow, what a beautiful song. Great voices of Sarah Gray and Ellie Ellis with Lonesome Roving Wolves, traditional American song, and that's from the 3-CD box set celebrating 40 years of Fellside Records. That comes from the last CD of them all in the set, which is called The Journey Continues. Just got time for one more track. It's from an album called Solitaire, trio called the Three Hat Trio, who live out in the deserts of southern Utah. And their music is influenced dramatically and greatly by the deserts themselves. As they say, the desert has seeped into their musical bones. And the traditions of the music of the desert, whether it was First Nations, whether it was Irish, whether it was English, old-timey, whatever, has also permeated their music. I think the result is absolutely wonderful, but let's see what you think. This is Three Hat Trio with Get Up, Stand Up.
So now you see the light. Stand up for your pride. Yeah. try. Get up, stand up. Now don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. We're sick and tired of these immense schism. All the dying and go to heaven in Jesus' name. We all know and we understand. My God is a living man. You can fool some of the people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Now you see the light. Come on, stand up for your right. Yeah, get up, stand up. Stand up for right. Get up, stand up. And don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Wonderful stuff. Three Hat Trio from the album Solitaire with Get Up, Stand Up. Just time to say thanks ever so much for listening wherever you are, Australia, Canada, whatever. Next week, interview with Jackie Oates. In the meantime, keep the faith, spread the word, and mind how you go. Ta-da.